Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me both in person and via Zoom this morning, I have Lakota Hardin and Jarek Hope Lang here to talk about some upcoming concerts in support of the Point House Revitalization Project. Thank you both for coming on air with me this morning.
Good morning, Erin.
Thanks for having us. Yakesutat from Aquan Territory. Snowy Aquan.
Oh, it is snowy here too in Sitka. It's great having you both here in Jarek over there in Aquan and Lakota here in Sitka, because we have concerts coming up in both locations, all to benefit one particular cause, the Point House Revitalization Project. And this is a project that's been happening and has been going on for a number of years. Jarek, can you give us a little background information on, I guess, what is the Point House? Where is it? And what is the inspiration and purpose behind the Revitalization Project?
Sure. Well, our last plan house existed on what's now Cat Leanne Street, kind of right across the street from the A&B Hall. And our clan house was torn down in 97, and the land was transferred to non-Kiksati members. And I worked for numerous years on getting the property back to the Kiksati people. And once we got the property back, the decision I thought that should be made for the property was to rebuild. And although I didn't grow up with that clan house, I felt like it was important to our identity to look at what revitalization could look like, not just for the Point House, but for the Sitka Indian Village or the ranch as a whole. So that process was time consuming. And so in between, I kind of worked on writing some narratives. We got a nomination with the National Trust for the 11 most endangered historic places in America. We made a list too in Alaska for the 10 most endangered. And that was the time that I took to kind of work the narrative of why it was important to save. And you kind of look left and right of the property and realize that there's a problem here. Kind of my idea in putting this all together is that I've seen revitalization happening for language. I've seen it happening for art. But I think it's really time that we go back to our core, our center, and revitalize the whole thing. If we're leaving things better for the next generation, it's kind of now about giving it all to them. The ceremony, the language, the arts, the space, a place that identifies who you are and where you come from. So the idea is to rebuild, and we hope potentially in this project that our work, although it only represents one house, there was at one time 43 homes, clan houses in the village, and we'd like to see them either rebuilt or the ones that have potential for restoration restored. So the term revitalization is kind of a broad term for the whole village of how we can sustain, rebuild, revitalize.
Oh, that's an amazing thought, and especially, yes, for those of us in Sitka, of thinking of going down Cat Leanne Street and imagining it as it was, I mean, before it was Cat Leanne Street, of 43 different clan homes all the way down that whole area. That would be amazing to have it back, at least to have at least a bit of that back to its original character. And to have it as a revitalization of the Point House just being the first aspect of that revitalization would be an amazing start to have that happen. And yeah, you're well on your way of starting this momentum of getting these designations as a historically endangered place. And there's definitely interest in getting this place revitalized. And at the very least, you've gotten some pretty awesome folks on board to help gain momentum and to gain monetary assistance for making this project happen. Most notably, coming up this weekend, both in Juneau and in Sitka, some concerts with no small names attached to them. Want to tell us what we've got coming up for our music enjoyment?
Yeah, I'll let Lakota talk about Portugal, but of course, Portugal the Man is coming. Yatsine, Nicholas Glannon, who's Sitka Coho himself, and then Samantha Crane, who I'm extremely excited to work with because she's just wildly talented. And I think, you know, the root of all of this is that all of these people have a vested interest in the land back movement and seeing these places flourish and be successful. The land back is just part of the mechanism. The real healing can come from what we can do with the property and create something better for the next generation. So the idea really was, when I had seen Portugal the Man in concert at Coachella, recognizing that if I did a fundraiser with music, because I think music can heal people. And that's the theme of this, is, you know, dancing our house together. We really need to celebrate the accomplishment that we have and recognize the work that we have going forward. I'd heard them, I'd seen their land acknowledgments, and I thought, why not put to them, say, you know, land acknowledgments are great, but what do we do when we get the land back? How can you co-steward and be an ally to this project? And I think I'll let Lakota build on this, because she really has more experience and traveled with them and can elaborate on why I wanted to align with these artists.
Yes. First of all, I want to thank you, Aaron, and KCAW and KTOO for graciously giving us time. This is about the fourth time I think I've been on talking about this, because we had a couple shows that we got to talk about a little bit and really open people's eyes and minds about how important this is. For me, I'm traveled all over the country. I've been doing liberation work, what I call liberation work or decolonization work, regularly. And fortunately, my path led me to do a Welcome to Territory with Portugal the Man in December of 2019. So I got to meet them. And in last year, in 2023, they asked me to go on tour with them. I had done some Welcome to Territories, maybe four at that point, and down in different places in the country. But the thing about Portugal the Man is they, first of all, I think the energy that we put out, and I think all of us can agree, is what you attract. Mm-hmm. And they are a pretty amazing group of people. John Gourley and Eric Hawk are both from Wasilla, as well as Zach, who's formerly with the band. And so they grew up on the land and appreciating that this land is sacred and it's our mother and it provides everything. Grew up with natives who, you know, and dog sledders and musher, you know, all these people. So when they got to the point where they could have some notoriety, they could use their fame to help people, that was the first thing they did. And they've been doing Welcome to Territories, or what people call land acknowledgments, but all across the country. And I got to travel with them. And what I learned, first of all, their music is amazing. I loved them before I got to even meet them. And music does heal. It reaches into the parts of our bodies that are pre-verbal even. And they're so talented and have such a variety of sound. they do fundraisers for everybody. They were on tour, furiously on tour for years, and then they pause because they're in the studio again. But in that pause, just in the last few months, this is their fourth benefit.
Oh, wow.
You know, they did one in Wisconsin and one in Portland and one somewhere else I can't think of. And now ours, you know, where they're doing ours. And that's what the graciousness of giving back is really important to them. And, you know, and because they're Alaskans, it's very exciting for them. And they put together some new members and some new songs. I don't know if we'll hear those, but they're coming out with a new album and we'll start their next tour in the fall. But we're very fortunate to be able to have them come up and be a part of this, because they really do care. They really do put their, they have the PTM Foundation, the Pass the Mic Foundation, which is all about that. And all the land acknowledgments, Welcome to Territories that they do, the money goes to the local native organization. So, you know, they've benefited, they've put their money back into the native community, and as they're doing here, you know, so we're really grateful to have them come and be a part of this. And they do have a large band, so, you know, it's a major endeavor. So there's a lot of volunteers, a lot of people who've donated. I'm sure Jarek might mention some of those who've really, because it's, you know, I used to say when I was with them, I'd say, I wish you'd come and play in Sitka. And the manager would be shaking his head like, are you kidding me? The flights alone right. would break them, right?
Yeah.
So the fact that they're coming is just a dream come true for me and for many. You know, we set up in November, we were doing at the Sitka Made in Sitka Crafts Fair. Mm-hmm. And we were selling tickets for the silent auction, you know, and the raffle. And for the door, and people were blown away. They were so excited right. that they were coming, you know. So it's a great thing for everybody.
That's so wonderful to hear, especially from someone who has actually met them. Of like meeting, it's you always worry about, you know, meeting your idols, meeting the stars. Of like, are they really as like cool and good as the image they project? And it's so wonderful to hear of like, actually, yes, they are, and more of. I like what you say of knowing that they have this influence and power, and to use that for positive change that's really very heartening to hear. And how cool that we get to have them come into town and help make more positive change happen right here in Sitka. So, with the concerts coming up, Juno will be taking the first round of shows this Friday, and then this Saturday will be the concert here in Sitka. And is there any hope left for the folks here in Sitka? Are there any tickets left available?
There aren't as of today, but we are working on, Ooh. So stay tuned. There's also probably going to be an opportunity for a small number of people to have dinner with the band, potentially Sunday. We're working on that, so follow our social media, Kixotti Point House Revitalization. We will work on getting that information out quickly, and I think it is important with the limited time we have to thank all the people who are involved. The artists, first and foremost. Outer Coast is generously donating their time. Their students are wonderful and are going to be supporting us here. Tanya, Rachel, Chaz, Josh, Brant, Hoover, all the people on the ground who are helping us put this together. We have events Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in multiple towns. And I couldn't do this without the graciousness of the community that's really supporting us. And I think what's important to recognize is that this event, although it's Kixotti, this is Point House, this is our business, this is an opportunity for the community at whole to see how they can be part of this movement. This is an invitation to come in and say, we're ready now to move forward and get the support. And the support has been overwhelming. So I have immense amounts of gratitude coming to you this morning, because the community has told us with its actions that it's ready to see this revitalization, because this land back and this revitalization is important not just to the Indigenous community, but the people that surround that community as well. And we're hearing that. It's resonating with people. It's resonating with the artists. It's resonating with the community. And Sitka deserves this. A vibrant Indigenous community in the Sitka Indian Village is part of the makeup of what makes Sitka. We are its original inhabitants, and our contribution is going to be large. And I think seeing this healthy community back in place, this is just phase one. It's going to be beautiful for the entire community, and I hope that in our work that this clears a path for people who are ready to tell their story too, because there's 43 more just in our neighborhood, and that's not including our outlying communities that have their own clan houses.
And also, people, if you didn't get tickets or you can't come, we do have an online raffle and silent auction. So if you go again to pointhouse.org, you can still get tickets and support this project. And also amazing, you know, Alaska Airlines and seaplanes tickets, you know, and then a beautiful art piece is available, you know, and other things. You can go to the website and see all the gifts available for both the raffle and the auction.
Awesome. Lots of ways to help support this project that is going to have ripple effects in our community for sure. So, yeah, stay tuned. Going to pointhouse.org for more ways to help out. Stay tuned on the social medias, the Kixotti Point House Revitalization, for the glimpse of maybe getting those tickets if they do end up becoming available or other ways to interact. But Lakota Harden and Jarek Hope Lang, thank you both for joining me for the interview this morning, and best of luck and success for the concerts this weekend and the revitalization project as a whole.
Nice. We'll see you Saturday.
Sounds good.